Well, I said that I hoped that my next recording would be in Brussels, and sure enough it is. I'm talking to you as Vance's documentation is being checked by the duty manager here, and presumably faxed through to London. That's what they're meant to do with it, I think. The idea being that they pre-clear it so that when we arrive, they've dotted the I's and crossed the T's, and we can just come in. Although we'll see if that works. Rather depends on them actually being able to find Vance's microchip, which was fun last time we went through St Pancras. Anyway, the last bit, the journey went surprisingly well. Once I'd managed to find the seat on the train, which is always a fun exercise, but I got there in the end with a little bit of help from various people. Journey was pretty uneventful. The seat table in front of me on this hyper modern train was broken, and the people next to me was telling me how the footrests were broken on both of the ICEs they'd been on that day. Not really the end of the world, but you know, when you're told that these are the newest of the new, you expect something good. Anyway, journey went pretty well, and a gentleman and his wife very helpfully, very kindly helped me to change here. Well, it was a bit of, they helped me find a way off the platform and I helped them find Eurostar. let's see what the time is. I should learn, my phone doesn't tell me the time when I'm booing. I think my train's in about an hour's time. I suspect I will end up sitting here for a good proportion of that time. But then there's nothing much to do through on the other side anyway, so I'm not too worried. Just want to get going now, go home once I've reached this point. I did slightly cheekily ask whether they could put me in one of the wheelchair spaces, where it's a bit more space for Vance, but since the wheelchair spaces are in first class, she couldn't do that. I do find it a little bit off that Eurostar gives wheelchair users an automatic first class upgrade like that, but not other people who need additional space. But there we go. And I can't be too upset about it because they have in the past upgraded me. But anyway, the main thing is that she's apparently changed the seats, so it should be around a table or something, somewhere with a bit more space, which was good of her to do. And that's the main thing, you know. I'm not asking for a first class upgrade. I'm asking for somewhere appropriate to have fans, and if they can accommodate me within standard, then I'm very happy with that. You can hear check-in is not a quiet place. Fingers crossed that they don't find any issues in the paperwork.